We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 1:14. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Here's what we're connecting about right now. Do you think the president committed a foul by focusing on his NCAA bracket yesterday in light of all the chaos and crisis that's going on? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. We've got this posted on our Facebook page as well where you can comment. Our Facebook page is MyConnectFM. We've had a couple of commenters already. Pia says, bad move by the PR person representing Obama and America. And Terry says, no. No, he didn't commit a foul. What do you think? I believe he committed a foul only because yesterday the news was so terrible about Japan. And I just think as a leader that sometimes you just have to take out the fun of the day. Am I making a bad call here? Hi, Sheena, what do you think?
I don't think there was anything wrong with what he did. I think the fact it was a time issue of when he could record the segment, and it had to have been done before the tournament started. So I don't have any problem with that. I look at what's going on, and I see that they're trying to get an international force to help with the Libya issue, and I see that the situation in Japan is tragic, but I don't think it's going to help the situation for us to have him come on TV and talk about it. I'm certain he feels badly about it. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything wrong with it. I am a sports fan, so I kind of dig the sports stuff with the politicians, and I am an Obama fan, I will admit it.
Okay.
And I kind of think the situation in Japan is so fluid that it just goes from bad to worse.
Yeah.
You know, the minute he comes out with a statement about it, and that press dude of his comes on and talks about it all the time, but, you know, the minute you come out and make a remark about it, your remark is outdated because something even worse has happened.
Yeah.
There's just so much bad. I'd like a little bracket fluff every now and then.
All right, so you are fine with it. No foul on your part.
No. I don't see anything wrong with it. And it's also the beginning of the political, and they're going to nitpick him for everything. So if that's the worst thing he does, I'm feeling good about it.
All right, Sheena. Thank you very much for connecting.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
I've said that I think it was a foul. I mean, and she makes a good point that he would have to tape it yesterday, but I think I would have canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I would cancel and just say, sorry, guys, not this year. We're just too much going on.
Right.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. What is your thought on this?
Well, my opinion is who really cares what Obama's picks are? Why would anybody care as president of the United States what his picks are when everything else that's going on is going on?
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, this is something that he's done every year. And, he's a human being. So, I mean, we care about his personal thoughts. I just think that the timing right now with if nothing major was going on, I think it'd be fine. But in light of things that are going on, I think he made a poor choice.
In light of the fact that he's unable to lead on any issue, for example, the budget, Libya, some leadership on, you know, addressing some of the fears in this country about nuclear power, whether they be founded or unfounded, but just in terms of compassion for what, you know, out of respect for what's going on over there. And I don't even really care about his personal thoughts. I didn't vote for him, but people voted for him to be president of the United States, not NCAA bracket picker in chief.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite a title right there.
He panders. He can't make a decision. He can't lead, and he panders. And there's people being killed in the Middle East. Why doesn't he pick some winners over there? Why doesn't he, spend a little time strategizing on that instead of worrying about basketball picks?
All right. Well, hey, John, thank you so much for connecting with us. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, take care. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. You can connect, too. Do you think that the president committed a foul by talking about NCAA brackets in light of everything that's going on right now. 359 Cole is our number, 217-359-2255. We're Connect FM.